They will learn the physical and medical aspects of mental illness translated for them and explained, but they will mostly learn how to cope with, deal with, communicate with their ill relative, someone who is frequently on a little different planet than they are, and they will learn self-care, how to resume a normal life despite someone in the family with illness that tends to be entirely disruptive of family life.
You're taking a very interesting approach. This is a family-to-family approach. Is mental illness still a dirty little secret that people just don't want to talk about?
It very much is. People typically call us feeling that they are the only ones dealing with this problem. They are very reluctant to talk to anyone about it for the shame, the stigma that is attached still.
And why do you think that is, that in this day and age there still is any kind of shame or stigma or lack of understanding about a mental illness condition? Any ideas on that?
I believe that partially it is because there are no overt physical signs.
Right.
You can feel sorry for the person with a crutch or in a wheelchair. It's very difficult to get that empathy for someone whose behaviors are the only signs of the illness, and they are socially non-acceptable behaviors all too frequently.
And how important is it for family members to receive education and support from the community?
I think it's crucial. Mental illness is so prevalent. 1 in 17 people have a serious and persistent mental illness. Because of the effects upon not only that person, but their family members, the productivity of family members in the workplace suffers tremendously. Therefore, our whole economic system is very much burdened by mental illness and the fact that society is not adequately taking care of it.
One difficulty caregivers have is to remember to take care of themselves. How can people do that without feeling guilty?
Part of it is learning to detach, learning that you are not responsible for the illness or the symptoms. I use the airline analogy all the time. You have to put your oxygen mask on before you help the person next to you.
You can find out how to get more information about the National Alliance on Mental Illness classes at the Boone County Public Library on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kathy Keller, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt.